Carlisle. For several years, residents of Carlisle have been aware of the need to replace and improve its aging infrastructures. Established in August, the Carlisle Community Complex Foundation was incorporated as a nonprofit organization. Its goal is to operate a foundation focused on bringing the community together to establish fundraising programs. The money will be used to continue to maintain capital funds required for the life of a pre-kindergarten grade 12 school and community support center. A board has been formed which will bring the community of Carlisle together, identifying needs with common goals. Their priorities are daycare services, upgrading the schools, a shared use of partnerships, and inclusion of sports, recreation, cultural and community event space. Jared Riddell is an advisor to the board. In September 2021, select citizens of Carlisle had a private meeting with the mayor and Reeves of Carlisle and area as well as council members and school staff. We discussed the needs in our area and shortly thereafter were invited by Andy Dobson of the Southeast Cornerstone School Division to tour the new Legacy Park School in Weyburn. That October, we boarded a van and had a tour of this brand new facility, Riddell said. After much discussion with leaders of the school division, the Ministry of Education, MLA Daryl Harrison, and the town of Carlisle, the advice given was to prepare our case. In December of 2021, a proposal was approved and delivered to all parties. When Premier Scott Moe visited Carlisle in August, I hand-delivered him a copy of the proposal. Architectural drawings, engineering and cost estimates were obtained, and several of us got together and formed a committee. It is important to be ready as we are extremely hopeful that a new facility is approved for Carlisle in the very near future. For the past 2 years, the town of Carlisle has appeared on the provincial government's website as being a top 10 candidate for a new school which would combine the Carlisle Elementary and Gordon F. Kells High School facilities under one roof. A new school would also qualify for daycare facilities as at present, Carlisle does not have any daycare cooperatives registered. When a new school for Carlisle is announced by the Saskatchewan Ministry of Education, the foundation will be responsible for providing funding for any additional space requirements. After reviewing the costs of past builds, as well as calculating future needs, the foundation has determined the town will need $10 million to cover additional space requirements. The source of these additional funds could be allocated as follows and are estimates only: 60% municipal governments, 25% programs and grants, 10% corporate and other sponsors, and 5% public donations and fundraising. Tammy Riddell is the chairperson of the newly formed foundation. Carlisle is a thriving community and not having a licensed daycare is a major concern. Additionally, our two schools require substantial renovations, and our memorial hall has a seating capacity of just over 200. When Carlisle gets notification of a new school, we must be ready, and we will be. A new state-of-the-art school complete with daycare will attract quality teachers, new families, and more businesses to our town. A new event center is also an important part of our foundation's vision. The foundation recently elected their executive, which consists of local parents and grandparents with a vision for Carlisle and its future needs. Tammy Riddell is the chairwoman and David Lemieux is vice chairman. Amy Geiger is secretary and Sean Peterson the treasurer. Brent McLean, Brian Eilefson and Nancy Mathewson are directors. Advisors are Jared Riddell and Judy Valentine. Charity Brown, Joey Eaton and Brandy East are also members. The motto for the foundation is Becoming One. They also wish to change the way fundraising is done in their community. A quarter section of land has already been pledged for seeding next spring with hopes that all inputs are donated, and the profits raised all go towards the foundation. Other exciting fundraisers are planned in the coming weeks, including hosting a December 14 SJHL hockey game between the Estevan Bruins and Notre Dame Hounds. The Carlisle Community Complex Foundation is in the process of being incorporated as a registered charity so that all donations are tax deductible. It has its own Facebook page, is on Instagram, and has its own website, carlislecomplex.ca. Future editions of The Observer will have more on this story.